Welcome in. Today we're building something super classic for jungle and early drum and bass, that pirate radio shout and reply energy, using a call and response riff flip in Ableton Live 12. The whole point is contrast. A clean-ish main riff says the line, then a dirtier, band limited, echoing version answers back like it's coming through a dodgy transmitter on a warehouse tape. You'll make it fast with stock devices, and you'll end with an 8-16 bar loop that feels like it could sit in a 1994-1997 set. Rolling breaks, cheeky little riffs, big space, but still tight. Let's set up the session first. Set your tempo to somewhere between 165 and 170 BPM. I like 168 as a starting point. Now open the groove pool. If you don't know the shortcut, it's Control or Command plus Alt plus G. Grab a swing groove, something like Swing 16-65 or any MPC style swing. Apply it lightly. We're not trying to make it drunken. We just want it to roll. Keep groove amount around 10-25%. Quick teacher note here, jungle drums already have their own push and pull, especially if you use breaks. If you crank swing too hard, your transients start smearing and it stops punching. Light swing is the move. Now we need a drum bed. You can do it two ways. Option A is a MIDI kit. Create a drum rock track and name it Drums. Load a simple kit. Kick, snare, hats. Program a basic pattern, snare on 2 and 4, hats and 16ths with a few gaps, and then add a couple ghost snares around the main snare. Keep the ghost notes quiet. The ghosts are what give it that busy but not loud jungle chatter. Option B is more authentic. Use an audio break loop. Drop in an amen style, think break, funky drummer type thing, anything in that universe. Set warp mode to beats, preserve at 1/16. Then add drum bus for some attitude. Drive around 5-15, boom maybe 0-20, and be careful because we're adding sub bass later. The vibe here is slightly raw, slightly edged. Don't sand it down too much. Alright, now the main event. The call riff. Create a MIDI track named Riff Call. Load Waveatable or analog if you prefer. In Waveatable, go simple, basic shapes, something sawish. Add a little unison, like 2-4 voices, but keep the amount low so it doesn't turn into a trance super saw. We want old school, not stadium EDM. Set a tight amp envelope. Attack basically instant, 0-5 milliseconds. Decay around 200-400 milliseconds. Sustain low, like 0-20%. Release 80-150 milliseconds. That gives you a short, stabby, riff-ready sound that can punch through breaks. Now write a one-bar riff. Keep it stupid simple. 2-4 notes max. Minor key is your friend. Don't write a whole melody. Write a hook fragment. Rhythm matters more than note count here. Here's a rhythmic idea you can try. Place notes at 1.1, then 1.2.3, then 1.3, then 1.4.2. That syncopation gives it bounce without going constant. And here's a really important jungle rule. The snare is the narrator. Try not to lay long notes right on beats 2 and 4. If your riff is stepping on the snare, it'll feel messy. Leave holes. Holes are groove. Now let's glue the call sound into the mix with a simple device chain. Add EQ 8 first. High pass it around 120-200 hc, because the sub and kick live down there. If it's harsh, do a small dip somewhere in the 2-4 kHz zone. Just a little, taste-based. Then add saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive somewhere between 2 and 6 dB. We're not destroying it, we're making it feel like hardware. Then add reverb, but keep it tight. Decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Dry/wet 8-15%. If it's too bright, use the reverb's high cut to darken it. Cool, that's the call. It should sound readable and confident, like the main voice. Now we create the response. Duplicate that track and name the new one riff response. We're going to flip it so it feels like a reply. You've got three fast methods, and the best results usually come from combining two of them. Flip method A. Rhythm flip. Go into the response MIDI clip. Remove any notes that hit at the same time as the call, so they're not talking over each other. Then put response notes into the empty spaces. An easy move is to shift the whole response clip to the right by an eighth note. Suddenly it's answering instead of doubling. Flip method B. Pitch flip. Transpose the response up a fifth. So plus 7 semitones, or up an octave, plus 12, or invert the contour. If the call rises, make the response drop. This gives you that classic question and answer feeling. Flip method C. Filter flip, the pirate radio trick. On the response track, insert auto filter. Set it to band pass. Put the frequency somewhere between 800 Hz and 2.5 kHz, and set resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. You're basically making it sound like it's coming through a cheap broadcast chain. Then add redux, lightly. Downsample around 2 to 6, bit depth around 10 to 12. Subtle. If you go too far, you lose the notes and it becomes pure grit. Then add echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback 20 to 40%. Inside echo, use the filter. Low cut around 300 to 600 Hz, high cut around 3 to 6 kHz. That keeps the repeats out of the sub and out of the harsh fizz. Finally, put utility at the end to match level and control stereo. Aim for the response to be a little less dominant than the call most of the time. And a really nice old-school trick, keep the response more mono. Try utility width at 0 to 40% on the response. The call can be wider, the response can be the narrow. Broadcast relay. Now, before we drown everything in reverb, we're going to do this the clean way. Create a shared space on a return. Make return track and name it radio space. On that return, build this chain. First EQ 8, high pass at 250 to 400 Hz, low pass at 6 to 9 kHz. You're shaping the space so it doesn't mess with your low end and it doesn't get too hissy. Then echo. Try 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 35 to 55%. Add a tiny bit of modulation so it moves. Then reverb. Decay 1.5 to 3.5 seconds. Because it's on a return, a higher wet value is fine. Aim around 15 to 25% on the device. Then saturator. Just a little, 1 to 4 dB, to warm the tails. Now send to it. On the call track, send a somewhere around minus 18 to minus 10 dB. On the response track, send more, like minus 12 to minus 6 dB. So the reply blooms into the pirate space, while the call stays more direct. Quick coaching note. This one move shared return. Ectails prevents the classic beginner mistake where everything is huge and nothing is clear. Bass is a resource. Bend it on the response, not on everything. Now let's make the conversation readable before we arrange. First, register and density. Keep the call in a stable register, like C3 to C4. Put the response either higher and thinner, or lower and grittier, but don't keep them in the same lane. If it still feels busy, don't add notes. Subtract. Shorten note lengths. Remove the response hit on the downbeat, especially 1.1, so the call owns the start of the bar. Second, clip level tools before more plugins. In the MIDI clip for the call, set velocities more consistent, like 90 to 110. For the response, make it more animated, like 60 to 115. And here's a subtle trick that sounds like experience. In the response clip, add a tiny delay in the notes tab, plus 5 to plus 15 milliseconds. Now the call speaks first. The response leans back just a hair, and you didn't need to add more reverb to create separation. Third, gain staging. Aim for each riff track to peak around minus 10 to minus 6 dB before the returns. If the response chain gets loud, turn down the device output, like the utility at the end, instead of yanking the track fader way down. Keep your fader in a usable range so you can perform arrangement moves. Now group the two riff tracks. Select riff call and riff response and group them. Command or Control plus G. Name it riff bus. On this bus, do only glue moves, a gentle EQ, slight saturation, and output level. This makes it feel like one radio show, not two unrelated synths. Alright, arrangement time. We'll do a simple 16-bar template, but you can stop at 8 bars if you want. Bars 1 to 4. Tease. Keep drums filtered or low-passed if you like. Use call only, fairly dry, minimal bass or none. Bars 5 to 8. The conversation starts. Bring in full drums. Alternate call and response every bar. Call on bar 5, response on bar 6, call on bar 7, response on bar 8. Each time the response hits, increase its send to radio space a little bit, like you're dialing up the transmission. Bars 9 to 16, full rinse. Add sub bass. Keep it simple, sustained root notes, not a Reese lecture. Occasional one-shot stabs if you want, short chords, classic rave punctuation, and add at least one tiny mute moment. For example, bar 12 beat 4, mute the drums for an eighth or a quarter note, then slam back in. That little breath makes the drop feel heavier even though you didn't add any new sounds. Automation ideas that are basically cheat codes. Sweep the response auto filter cutoff down, like 2.5 kHz down to 1 kHz right before it hits, so it feels like tuning a station. For one bar, push echo feedback up to 55 or even 65% for a quick signal overload moment, then pull it back. And if you need emphasis, a tiny utility gain bump on the response, like plus 1 dB, can make it pop. Just keep an eye on clipping. Optional, but very recommended. Resample the response for true tape and radio character. Create a new audio track called Response Resample. Set its input to resampling. Solo the response track and record 4 to 8 bars. Now you've got audio you can abuse like it's from a sampler. Try warping it in texture or beats mode. Pitch it down, -3 to -7 semitones for darker replies. Add vinyl distortion subtly, just a touch of crackle or a tiny bit of redux. Then for extra jungle flavor, drop the resampled audio into simpler and slice mode. Slice by transient, snap on, and trigger only a few slices as little ad-libs. It'll instantly feel like you're cutting up a broadcast tag. If you want a more advanced Live 12 trick, make 2 or 3 different response clips, each 1 bar, each with a different flip, 1 rhythmic, 1 pitched, 1 band passed and dirty. Then use follow actions and session view so the response rotates variations. Record that into arrangement when it hits a good run. That's how you get a live call and response without manually rewriting every bar. Before we wrap, here are the common mistakes to avoid. If both riffs play at the same time too often, it stops sounding like a conversation. Make space. If there's too much low end in either riff, it'll fight the sub and kick. High pass is your friend. If you oververb everything, the pirate vibe becomes a wash. Use the return and EQ the tails. If the response is louder than the call, the whole idea flips in a bad way. Usually the call leads, the response colors. And if you only pitch flip without rhythmic contrast, it can sound like the same riff twice. Rhythm is the real reply.